the Mounties minus 4.5.
You'll be at Pirtek, Jim?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Have a good day, Raymond.
You too, Jimmy.
On Sky Sports Radio, it's time to join Greg Radley, Ron Duffy, and Nick Ashman for our simulcast of Australia's favourite racing wrap, Thoroughbred Weekly.
Everyone, welcome to Thoroughbred Weekly as we have a look back yesterday at the Rosehill Gardens Golden Pennant Day and down south two group ones, the Rupert Clark and the Underwood. The men sitting beside me were both out at Rosehill yesterday. How did you see it, Duff?
I left there with no money in my pockets. I backed about 7 seconds, I think. Mm. But anyway, we'll just blame the jockeys. We'll find someone to blame for that other than myself. But look, Peter and Paul Snowden, they've done a terrific job with this Tycoon Tara. She makes her own luck, and that's what this game's about. But to get her back racing so well and winning the big one yesterday was sensational. And I learned one lesson yesterday. Don't bag a good horse on one run.
Busy, not only looking at yesterday's news, but also looking forward to next week, because we've got
huge week.
A big day on Saturday, Metrop Day.
Yeah, huge week, Epsom Handicap, Metrop. The Premier's looking like a great race, as is the Roman Console, maybe a Stern, maybe not. And then, of course, Sunday, the Turnbull Stakes in Melbourne. Yeah. So, big defining weekend for the spring coming up.
Yeah, so the feature race is split with the grand final down there in Melbourne. We have the Turnbull on Sunday and our own Epsom Day on Saturday. Let's get straight into it and start with the Golden Pendant. As Duff mentioned, what a great job the Snowdens have done with Tycoon Tara. She's now won three feature races in Sydney this preparation.
It's amazing. And look, she was very heavily supported here. On paper, she was going to get the soft lead, which doesn't always work out that way, but she did. And she reacted when they challenged her. You know, it was one of those races that went pretty well towards the map, and nothing made up ground. It was a real, real sprint home here, and she was too good. Dixie Blossoms had to be ridden out of a comfort zone, and they got a result there running second, because she would have had no hope from the back there. Pearls has railed up and made good ground. The heavily backed favourite, First Seal, she was in contention on the turn. Just seemed to blow out that last 100 metres of that race. You know, I thought Heavens Above was a real forgive run from back in the field, as were most back there. It was just one of those races that didn't change complexion really at any stage, but she's got the racing style and she capitalised on it.
We saw a lot of races yesterday where the pace went right out mid-stages.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
In the majority of races yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt.
What about First Seal?
I would be prepared to want to give her another chance. She's big. She's a big mare, and she'd had a couple of trials. And when you're competing at that level first up, it's not easy. It's not easy, and it was a real charge home. Mm. I thought she might have been better with more speed on, just chiming in late, because she just can't dash with those fillies. Mm. She seems more of a grinding type. So I'd be saying don't sack her on one run.
And she got into, she was almost in the one out, one back spot, and then he just had to come back, and he sort of copped half a check there halfway through the running, I think, sort of just spat her back a couple of lengths, which was not ideal in that race.
Considering the way the race was run, he had to make his move before the turn, and on a first up horse, it's not easy to do.
Dixie Blossom stuff. When she gets ridden with cover, and can just run on.
They couldn't ride with cover yesterday. They had to give her every opportunity to win, which Timmy Clark did, I would have thought. Mm. And she's performed very, very well. And as you said, ridden a bit quieter. We know she can finish off, but at least she shows she's got a little bit of adaptability there.
Josh Parr was out of the saddle for a long time. He had an operation. It seemed like forever that he was out. But since he's been back, he's been gradually riding winners. Yeah. But this was a big, big moment for him on the comeback trail.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. That's a big race, $400,000 race. And Josh is not a lightweight jockey. No. So he would have had to work on his weight so much. So he's done it tough. And it's good that he's got the support of Team Snowden there, because they've given him a really good opportunity early in his comeback, get his name back up in lights, and he's an experienced jockey.
Well,
he's
job done. Straight off to Port Macquarie today as well.
Well, he was at Muswellbrook on Friday.
Yeah. Yep.
So he's Muswellbrook, Rose Hill and now to Port. Mm. And let's hear from Josh and also Peter Snowden.
She must give you a great feel when she's bowling along in front.
Oh, she's a superb, superb mare. I rode her Thursday morning and I grew in with so much confidence for today. Parr and Snowden, we combine again.
You're back. Obviously, when you asked her to kick on the turn, she had plenty.
Yeah, exactly right. She was just so nice for me mid-race, and she had a nice breather middle stages of the race. And she was able to build momentum and really let down off that.
Yeah. Three group wins out of four starts this prep. Outstanding.
Yeah, exactly right. What a mare. God love her.
Pete, wasn't she off to stud?
She's supposed to be, Greg, but I think that's going to have to be on the back burner because she just keeps on improving. She's a race-hard, fit mare that tries very, very hard, easy to ride, races up on speed, makes her own luck, and very, very genuine.
And she's just thrived.
Absolutely. She's got a young girl looks after her that just thinks the sun shines out of every part of her body, but just turned the corner big time. She had form before she came here, I invented the wheel with her, but I think she's just in a really good spot at the moment. She loves being up here, different direction maybe, I'm not sure what it is, but she's furnishing a magnificent type. She looks like a colt. She's so huge and strong all over, got a great temperament, a good will to win, and she's making the owners give them a great ride at the moment.
I'll wait and see where she goes next, but where is there for her next? It's almost like she's job done.
Yeah, well, we said that a couple of starts.
But that's right.
After she won for the stud, I would have thought, oh, job done. They've got the good win next to her name. She can go to stud, but she's gone bang, bang. How do they place her now? Does she run a mile? I don't think so. Mm. So she's in the middle there, but they're masters at placing horses. We'll leave it to Team Snowden.
All right, let's hear what the jockeys behind Josh Parr had to say.
Tim Clark, Dixie Blossoms.
Yeah, great run. Sort of had to roll forward and be a bit closer today, but we made the racing too, and she came off second best, but she was really brave and had a great race.
James McDonald, Pearls.
Yeah, great run. She battled away nicely.
Christian Reith, Den Magic.
She was really good, guys. Just some close in the track racing, and the highest a bit today, and it's just hard to pick up.
Blake Shin, First Seal.
We had a nice run off a pretty solid tempo. Coming into the bend, I thought we were a realistically winning chance. I just think first up 1400, off a strong gallop, just probably was Sam wanting a bit late, but she'll improve with the run, and I think next time she should go close.
Ty England, Heavens Above.
Yeah, good run. She did her usual self. Took a few strides to pick up, but we ended up with a great run. They just ran over too quick for her, but her best part was the last 100.
Putting that goal, Serene Majesty.
She ran okay. It's just these manager races. You just stop, start, whatever you go on the corner until you finish.
James Orman.
Second up today, she might have been a little bit flat. She traveled well in the run, but just didn't really let rip. But I think give her another chance next time.
Jay Ford, Amarada.
She really improved with the run. Over raced the touch and the 14 resuming sort of cold late.
Quinn Schofield, Zamba.
Well, she took up a trading position, but I think she ran in pretty strongly too.
Okay, let's move on to some Epsom news now. And Nick's been busy trying to get a field together.
Yeah, look, we're going to put something together to help people at home, but obviously things can change between now and Tuesday morning. The one horse out of that will back up is Heavens Above. Of course, Tim Martin confirmed, and Corey Brown takes a ride there. But we've got what we think is a likely Epsom field for people that want to have a look. Palantino will carry the top weight of 57, $17 chance. Fabrizio is now likely to gain a start after looking in trouble during the week, to be honest, guys. There it is there. Now, bear in mind, Old North, text from the Godolphin boys this morning saying they'll make their mind up in the next 48 hours. These are the horses that I've been told will run.
So 13 confirmed, but we're expecting more, aren't we?
Yeah, there could be a couple more, yeah.
Don't think we'll get to 20?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Mm. That's interesting because, what were there, 30-plus noms? Mm. And the noms only taken this week.
Yeah.
And it's dropped away a bit.
Yeah, the likes of Tavachi and that ran yesterday in Melbourne. I'm hearing they're unlikely to back up and come up here. Right. So, but that's the field. It looks still good field.
Still, when you look at this market, have a look at this. Hauraki is $6. Happy Clapper and Palantino adds interest to the race. McCreary, Blackheart Bart.
He wouldn't run.
No, he won't be coming up. McIntosh, La Romaine is Huey Bowman.
Yep.
Sons of John is Glenn Boss.
Glenn Boss, yep. Happy Clappers, obviously, Abdallah. McDonald goes on Hauraki. McCreary will be Kevin McAvoy.
Good on you, Kev.
Craig Newitt, I'm told, is going to come up and ride Vambra.
Right.
The race, or he's booked to ride. And Johan Victoire will ride Fabrizio, I think.
Okay.
Is a chance anyway. I'm hearing he might do. So is nothing confirmed yet.
All right. While we're still on the Epsom, let's have a look at McIntosh's gallop from yesterday. Omo Sword and McIntosh went on the track together, but they galloped separately. And Jason Collett was aboard McIntosh in this gallop.
Yeah, we'll hear from Jason in a second. And Ronnie, just before, he ran 62.06 and 34.91. He actually ran a quicker time overall than Omo Sword. They ran almost identical
last 600 metres, and he looked to be doing it pretty easy. I thought it was a good gallop.
Nice work.
Okay, so that's a look at the Epsom, but more news to come this week. And the barrier draw for the Epsom and the Metrop will be on Tuesday at 10:30. And we'll broadcast that live on Sky Thoroughbred Central, 10:30, the Epsom and Metrop draw, live from Randwick. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more features from Rose Hill, and we'll get to the Group 1s in Melbourne as well.
Dynamic Syndications and Gatewater House offer this exceptional colt. Buy Redoute's Choice, sire of 134 stakes winners, including 30 Group 1 winners. From La Praline, a city winner of four races and half-sister to Group 3 winner Golden Archer. From a Group 2 winner Viennetta, a half-sister to champion sprinter Butterscotch. Enjoy the sweet taste of success and achieve your just desserts. Join the Dynamic Gatewater House team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999.
Harvey Norman $100 million technology runout on now. Over $100 million in computers, printers, mobiles, audio, fitness and more must go. Save 10% on Microsoft Surface Pro 4 and Microsoft Surface Book. Save over $200 on this powerful HP all-in-one computer. This top-selling HP laptop now just $588. That's over $100 off. Get our cheapest advertised price on this stylish HP desktop. Just $697. $100 million technology runout on now at Harvey Norman. Go!
Yarramalong, a unique horse property, is home to racing stars of the future. Athletic horses are born here and carefully developed for their future with the Yarramalong Racing Club. When ready, they join the country's top stables to ensure success. This world-first horse ownership concept gives you the opportunity to live the racing dream. If you want an affordable, enjoyable and authentic racehorse ownership experience, come and find out more at yrclubs.com.au.
Okay, let's go to the Group 2 Stanfox Stakes. We had the majority of the field, bar one, backing up from the Golden Rose, and this was one of the better races of the day.
Oh, I'd suggest it's this is real three-year-old form. I think the most surprising part of this race was the most speed maps and form students had impending with the blinkers on, probably rushing up outside the leader, Fronham or something, as far as the race is concerned, but he come out nice and quiet on him, and they actually relaxed beautifully with the blinkers on this horse, and he shows a really good sprint to get over good stand. Divine Prophet and Good Standing, who are really nice colts in their own right. So a really interesting contest. He was heavily back late. He looks a real definite deserved favourite, I'd suggest, for the Caulfield Guineas. The second horse lost no admirers. He threw a plate in that race, so whether you want to put any emphasis on that. And I thought Good Standing was good as well. There's three magnificent colts. Mm. And I'm suggesting, and so does the market suggest, that it's real form.
You said as soon as they walked in the yard, just looking at them, you can tell they're good horses.
Well, they're different grades. Yeah. You know, it's just different grades. They're quality colts, you know, big, strong three-year-olds who have got a bit of class. I know a Stern was too good for them, but these horses are showing that they're going to run the mile right out. The three of them.
Yeah, and an impending heads down to Melbourne for the Guineas. That's confirmed now.
Confirmed,
yeah. We had a text message through from the guys. So the runner-up, Divine Prophet, heads that way as well, and I think Good Standing might pop down.
Nothing about a Stern on that text message, was there?
Yeah, no, a Stern as well. Fully recovered from his elevated temperature, returned to normal work at Osborne Park, and he will now run in the Roman Consul. That message is only about half an hour.
He'll run in the Roman Consul.
Definitely run in the Roman Consul.
Well, Capitalist is heading there.
Star Turn as well.
Really?
Star Turn goes to the Roman Consul. So
what a race.
The three of them run against each, well, it'll be a cracking race.
Wouldn't matter if just the three of them turned up.
Any of them going to get cold feet there? You think you can pull out and look for another option there?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Game on.
There was talk of maybe a Stern going to Melbourne for a run first on Caulfield Guineas and bypassing that race, but messages come through just then saying that, definitely going to
Melbourne. News hot off the press, the Stern goes to the Roman Consul. Yep. All right, well, that's great news. Let's go to James McDonald and John O'Shea after the win of Impending.
All right, James, this horse, he's been great this prep, two-thirds behind your favourite horse, Stern, but he's had his chance to shine today.
Yeah, he's a good horse in his own right. And John whacking the blinkers on made wonders. He had a beautiful run and, oh, well, had a jockey playing jockeys for a while.
That's what they do in Group 2.
It was all right. We got the result we wanted, and he's full steam to the Guineas, who we had to beat.
This horse we've always thought extremely highly of, and he's sort of been on a... This has been his D-Day. His next two races have sort of been the two races we've been adamant that, you know, is where he's going to be at his best.
The question that everyone wants to know is where they're heading. Where's impending heading? Where's Astern heading?
Well, I just can't answer, and I don't want to sound rude, but I just can't answer that question while we're standing in closure. You know, Godolphin's a team operation with a very passionate man in the head in Sheikh Mohammed, who has a very, you know, heavy influence on what we do and how we do it. And with John Ferguson and Henry Plumtree, these decisions are made as an organisation, what's in the best interests of the horse and, most importantly, in our organisation, and that'll be a decision made next week.
Okay, so the decision has been made. They've had a meeting. They've had a look at it.
Must have been a good dinner.
Well, we've got it already at, 9:15 on a Sunday morning.
Oh, good on them. That's good. Yeah. The sooner you can get information like that, the better.
Yeah. Pending goes to the Guineas, Astern of the Roman Consul. News on Jasoni.
Jasoni's out for the spring. Be safe for the autumn carnival. They're just not happy with the way she's come up. She hasn't wintered well, is the word I got.
Okay.
So she'll go on for the autumn.
Here are the jockeys from the Stan Fox.
Divine Prophet.
Really good. They just went too steady for him. He just wanted to over race a little bit in the run, but horse was super, lost a shoe at the film. He'll take big improvements.
Roaring Hutchins, good standing.
Good run. He's going to be better over further.
Clint Schofield Sellerman.
I think back on the drier surfaces, he showed a little bit more of what he's capable of.
Blake Shin Mediterranean.
Look, he's a horse with good ability, but he's a colt and just not racing up to his best at the moment.
Ty Anglin Thronham.
Disappointing. I think he's come to the end of his prep.
Okay, there's the jocks with the Stan Fox. Let's go to another three-year-old feature. They step it up to 1,800 metres here of the Gloaming Stakes. Actually, before we do that, can we just show the Caulfield Guineas market? Because now we know Impending is going there. He's a firm favourite at 460 in front of Divine Prophet. Now, Sacred Elixir we'll get to later in the show on the Caulfield Guineas Prelude and good standing. So three of the horses coming out of the Stan Fox are in the top four in betting.
Yeah, and I don't know what they're doing. Ome Sword runs in the flight.
Well, she's in everything, isn't
she?
She's in the 1,000 Guineas, the flight, the Caulfield Guineas, the Cox Plate. She's still in that.
Cox Plate market, yeah.
Yeah, so she'll appear in just about every market.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the Gloaming, 1,800 metres, horses on a spring champion path and maybe a derby path. And tell us about this race, Duff, with Veladero finding the front.
Oh, well, this was just farcical. Mid-race, they were running 13s and 13.5s and sectionals in the, you know, per 200-metre split. So excuses, I would suggest, for all three favourites. It's a horror show if you've backed Prized Icon. He was in a good position and then nothing happened for him. High Miss was just outsprinted. It's not his style of race. Swear was given, had to give them an impossible start. When they're walking down the back, he's 7 or 8 lengths off the tempo. I thought there's a lot of merit in his performance, but the winner got the job done. He's 3 from 3. He's hard to fault now, Veladero. He's a big, raw sort of a horse. Honey Wine lunged. I like him as far as the future's concerned as well as a staying prospect, but the story of the race is about the three favourites. You know, Prized Icon, desperately unlucky, wasn't run to suit High Mist, and Swear, I think he's a really good horse in time.
Just on High Mist, I spoke to Glenn Schofield after the last. He said that the saddle, the barrier blanket as the horse
was
coming
out. Yeah. The saddle went back.
Right backwards. Mm. He said absolute total forgive. The horse ran out of its skin given the problems he had during the race. And Blake Shin, of course, got suspended.
Yeah, well, Prized Icon was promoted from fourth to third. There was a protest upheld there against Retaliation, and Shin's out now.
Shin's out now. Misses the ride on Detective in the Caulfield Guineas.
Okay.
He had no major rides booked for Epsom Day.
No. Right, and if you missed the news earlier in the week, Hughie Bowman got a meeting shaved off.
Yep.
So he will be back next Saturday. He was out there yesterday to ride Ome Sword in a track gallop. He was out there for the ladies in racing lunch, but he decided to bring his gear so he could gallop Ome Sword. But he'll be there on Epsom Day having that meeting shaved off. Let's hear from Rory Hutchings. And Charlie Duckworth was filling in for Chris Waller, who was in Melbourne yesterday.
Look, things didn't really go to plan. He jumped well. So did the rest drawn inside of him. He wanted to pull against me for the first bit of the race, so I let him roll to the front. And he bunned off the speed down the side, and it was a tough effort to hold him off.
It's a great derby, VRC derby lead-up this race. What are your thoughts on him stretching out to that sort of a journey?
Yeah, well, if he settles better than he did today, he's definitely going to go a lot further. And look, he's racing in solid form. He can only go on from that.
Charlie Duckworth, just watching the replay again. Well, Rory stole that in the mid stages.
He really did. It was a great ride by him. It didn't exactly go to plan. It wasn't exactly how he was told to ride it, but he did a really good job. And he's only just a senior jockey, but he certainly played them well there.
I suppose you're more comfortable in front running those times.
Yeah, you are, absolutely. And obviously, being a Rose Hill boy, he gallops around that track every day of the week, so he knows the place well, and he knows the horse well. And I know we put a lot on the jocks, but it was an exceptional effort by the horse as well.
OK, the majority of those horses all being well will go on to the spring champion?
Yep.
All right, let's hear. Well, obviously, there's a bit to talk about with the beaten jockey, so let's go to them now.
James McDonald, Honey Wine.
I thought he went brilliant. He's a definitely spring champion horse. Going forward, he relaxes well. Ain't blinkers my system.
Blake Shin, prize icon.
He was very unlucky. Just tried to ride him like the best horse. The opportunity was to go the rail early, but I thought the right percentages and come off and just sit in the 1-1 position, hoping to give him room. Next minute, Kuna Horace sat three wide outside him. And from that point onwards, I was in the zip fast now. Had nowhere to go. Clearly should have won in my mind. Stopped interference in Australia. It was obvious that he was luckless.
When that Dalla retaliation?
Yeah, it went super. Give me a beautiful ride. It's a beautiful rhythm. I think he's a nice kind of sale.
Ty Anglin, some multiples.
Yeah, good run. A few hard luck stories from the gate. We got back. It was a very competitive race. But, yeah, a little bit of room. He's right there on the finish. He wasn't beaten far, and I was held up majority of the straight, so good to see him improve.
Christian Reith, Swear.
White Alley didn't help, and the horse go back to get in. Run from the field.
Glenn Schofield, High Mist.
Unfortunately, the saddle seems to get interfered by the blanket coming out, and he had the saddle around his flank the whole way around the race, so he actually did really well to finish where he did.
Cool. Fernando Costin. Adam Hieronymus, Kuna Wire.
Stuck wide, but a very disappointing run, but went a long way.
Josh Park, Oculist.
What is all happening a little bit too quick for him. I have full faith in his ability, but just not there.
All right, that's the wrap-up of the Gloaming Stakes. Nothing more to add?
I don't think so. There's some nice staying prospects amongst them, put it that way.
All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, the Shannon and also the Queen's Cup, the Reginald Allen, and still to come, the Group 1s from Melbourne.
We hope you are currently enjoying the programming, which is simulcast on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. For more information, please visit skyracing.tv and click on the program tab.
Thanks for calling Squirrel. How can I help?
Hi, I just got my super statement and I'm sick of getting hammered by fees and charges, especially when my fund isn't performing well.
Yeah, we hear that a fair bit.
I'd like to use a self-managed super fund to buy an investment property and rent it out, but it seems so complicated to set up.
Well, I can help you with that because Squirrel makes self-managed super. Simple. We can get your fund set up right now, then you can start looking for an investment property.
Really?
Yep, we do all the hard work for you.
With one call to Squirrel, you can take control of your super. Our exclusive platform makes it simple to manage your fund. A reinvesting money usually gobbled up by fees and charges can make a huge difference to your super balance. Squirrel can even show you how to potentially supercharge your returns by purchasing investment property with your self-managed super fund.
So that's it?
Yep. All sorted.
Squirrel makes super simple. Call 136-887 or hop on squirrelsuper.com.au now.
Off the Rails is back and better than ever. Be a part of the live audience at Bankstown Sports Club, where there's plenty of laughter in store, including a surprise guest in the hot seat. Off the Rails, live 7:30 Tuesday.
Let's go to the Group 2 Shannon Stakes. This was a free ticket into the Epsom. Winner exempt from ballot, but alas, moral victory, not nominated.
Yeah, so they'll probably concentrate on the Toorak. Geez, Tim Martin's got him flying, the old boy. He's always been a genuine sort of a horse, but he's in a different league this preparation. This was the ride of the day. I think most people thought that he would have been part of the speed battle here, but Collett was too smart. He said, they're going too hard here. I'll just sit back on the inside, wait for him to feel the pinch, and that's exactly what he did. Cape Crusader was gallant in defeat. Who in their wildest dreams would have thought, you know, High World and a few of those, you know, entirely platinum put so much pressure on them. Their greatest asset was getting a card into the race by Cape Crusader, and they worried about him too much. And look where they finished, back with the cap catchers. Ill-judged, both of them. But he was very gallant, that second horse, jumping up in distance. Mm. Look, of the others, Cosmic Cube went better on a dry track, but the winner is Low Flying. Old North loomed up like he was going to steam past.
Mm.
Maybe run short, maybe he's not as good as we think. But
it was a true 1,500-metre test.
It was a true 1,500-metre test.
Yeah.
You know,
so if you are half a run short, you'll get found out in that.
Yeah, and we're like, the second horse was second up there. The winner was up and running, and he's flying.
And Timmy Martin's going to split his two good horses. Heavens Above goes to the Epsom, and this horse goes to the Toorak.
Down to the Toorak, crack at two feature miles, and they'll both be lightweight chances in there, you'd think.
For sure.
These horses are flying. They're turning out when they're in the mounting yard.
About the way they look.
They look fantastic.
No, he's really focused.
Well, he was $31 when he won the other day and got under everyone's guard, but not so yesterday.
He was
very solidly backed.
Especially late, that last 10 minutes of betting, he was the one they latched on to. They knew he was going to be in the finish there. And like I said, I feel it was the rider of the day because he read the speed of the race.
All right, well, here he is, the rider of the day, Jason Collett.
Darren Biedman had a bit of a chat to me after my ride with Godolphin, and so I'm glad he did, gave me a bit of confidence, and thank him for that.
Well, that's from the best.
Exactly.
What sort of advice was it?
Oh, hey, he just said, ride the horses, you know, don't try to ride the races, basically, and really thankful for that. It's only saying a little bit, you know, very, meant a fair bit.
That's interesting, isn't it? He rode Pekans earlier in the day. It must have been after that.
Mm.
Rides the horse, not the race.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, she was up on speed, I think, Pecans, wasn't she? She was a bit closer than the most maps had her. Yeah. And when she resumed at Canterbury, she came from behind. So maybe the team felt that she was a little bit upside down.
It's good advice, because he did ride the horse there. He didn't ride the race as it all looked on paper, because it didn't work out that way. Mm. On paper, it was a trot and canter for Cape Crusader. But he rode his horse. He said, my horse is travelling, not pulling, they're going too quick. And he's an on-pace horse, moral victory at that distance. So advice he took on very quickly.
Very quickly, yes. Let's hear from the beaten jockeys.
Cathy O'Hara, Cape Crusader.
Yeah, very tough effort. A couple horses in the race trying to bring him undone. They brought themselves undone, and he's just beaten by a better horse today, but he had a tough run.
Rory Hutchins,
good run. He's been beaten by two horses with a lot less weight. There's a big improvement from what he's doing, and it's only going to get better.
Good, thanks, mate. Tim Clark, Old North.
Yeah, much improved run. Thought I was the winner coming to the turn, but it went so fast, he might have just peaked again late, so he can improve again.
Jay Ford, unequivocal.
She was good. She closed off well. Probably appreciated it. We'll give him the track next time.
Blake Shin, High World.
She looked very disappointing. Happy with where I logged in the run. Firm track today, and I don't think he will.
Christian Reith, entirely platinum.
Okay, so that's the Shannon Stakes. We move on to the Queen's Cup. This is a small field. It's the Colin Stevens, renamed the Queen's Cup this year. And it was the Godolphin Blue who sent two into this race.
Yeah, they did. And look, Allegria made a mid-race move, and you would have thought, wow, he's going to get away with this. But his stablemate, Allergic, just sat behind them here. Janoob was the meat in the sandwich. He was carved up by the Blue Army there, but he fought on particularly well. But Allergic will probably head on to the Metrop next week. He'd probably to be a winning chance. You would think he might need a drop of rain or something like that.
Well, yeah, I think I'm sure it's in the interview when we get to it with John O'Shea, and James McDonald actually says something about the track as well in the interview. I think if we got a very firm track, that horse would not be there.
Yeah, look, that track was pretty good yesterday. I know it got upgraded to a good three, but I don't mind racing on a good three. I think horses run to form on hard tracks.
Well, we'll go straight to the interviews with James McDonald and John O'Shea, and we'll come back and talk about it more.
He relaxed really good, and I thought that was the key to winning the race. Doesn't matter where I was, as long as he was relaxed. He's got a good turn of foot, and showed that today. He was all right. I still reckon track was a bit firm for him, because I've felt him let down better than that.
Yeah, it's disappointing because we've got ambitions of running him next Saturday that he's had a run on ground like that. But we'll get him home, Osborne Park, and patch him up, and we can walk around the paddocks for a couple of days, and hopefully that'll help him. But, you know, he's just, as I said to your company, he's much better with his toe in the ground, and particularly in view of the fact that we like to run him a bit again over the carnival. But Yogi's got the job done, and he's had a very successful campaign. We're very proud of both horses, to be fair. Timmy showed a good bit of initiative. Whether it compromised him in the end, I don't know, but she still ran very well, and she's got a good race in her during the autumn. Spring, she can go to the Tats Cup in 3 weeks at Randwick, and she'll be very hard to beat.
Okay, so the third place getter there, Allegria, it'll go to the Tats Cup, and we don't know whether the winner will go to the Metrop, depending on the track.
Still in for Godolphin, at this stage, Allergic and Magic Hurricane. Hearing Michael D from Melbourne's book for Allergic, and James McDonald for Magic Hurricane.
Right.
Janoob will back up, looks like, in the Metropolitan, one of possibly seven runners. We'll get to that a bit later in the show.
Right, seven for Waller.
For Waller, that is, yeah.
Okay. This won't take long. Here's the beaten jockeys.
Brenton Abdullah.
Be right honest. Look, Chris and his team are good in going flying for a 9-year-old, but just the winner just had his back the whole way.
Tim Clark.
Yeah, good run. Sort of had to do something. I was going really slow and put her into the race and nearly worked, but she probably just peaked on a run late.
Jason Collett.
Actually relaxed. Not sure I didn't think he would do, but obviously against this class of horse, he wasn't able to go with them when they sprinted.
Christian Reed.
Okay, so there's the jocks from the Queen's Cup. When we come back from a break, we'll have a look at the remainder of the program from Sydney, including the Reginald Allen and the Highway, so stay with us.
Say see you later to expensive car insurance. Hello to Allianz.
Allianz Insurance, that's right. Our comprehensive car insurance prices are among the lowest the drivers ever pay.
Allianz, because great value matters.
Derby Racing, for the ultimate racing experience, turning your dreams into reality. Now on offer, a filly by champion sire Exceed and Excel. Sire of Group 1 winning fillies Guelph, Overreach and Earthquake. Out of Girls' Night, this filly is directly related to Reduce Choice, Alma Her, Hurricane Sky and He's No Paeda, and will hold enormous residual value after racing. To be trained by Gay Waterhouse, this precocious filly looks a real golden slipper prospect. For more information, visit derbyracing.com.au. Derby Racing, for the ultimate racing experience.
Hartnell makes a big bid for victory. He hasn't even touched him. And away goes Hartnell. The further they go, the further Hartnell's pulling away. Oh, isn't this easy money?
J-Mac had the biggest look over his shoulder. He'll need to see a chiropractor after that.
Yeah, this horse is going really good, you know, and obviously going forward, he's in for a great campaign.
He's travelling great guns, Hartnell, and he zips away from them. You thought he was impressive in the Chelmsford. It's all on again today. Here's a massive win to Hartnell.
Jay, mate, this is really quite extraordinary how well this horse is going.
It's just a happy horse. Happy horse, happy jockey, happy trainer.
What's going through your mind?
It's very, very good. He's put together two nice performances now. And so there's a lot of things to take into account.
Reginald Allen Quality was race four for the three-year-old fillies racing over the 1400. And let's pick them up here. It was Les Bridges' Zenilicious too good.
Yeah, no fluke in this performance either. I know she was probably the bolter of the field, but she'd come off a pretty impressive midweek win. She's turned the corner. Another nice ride, a patient ride by Timmy Clark. Love the way she hits the line here. And although she's not nominated for the flight stakes, there's still another win in her if she continues on. Maybe something in Melbourne, I don't know. That second filly Invincibella. She's still learning. She's still got to learn to settle down. She got a little bit hot in the yard and she wanted to be a little aggressive in the run. I think there's talent there, but it's just got to be harnessed a little bit. much better run from the leader there, Overstep, who really appreciated a drier track yesterday. Pekans runs on okay at the finish. But, yeah, really nice filly, the winner. I think she's underrated. She's got a real good future.
Les wants to get her out mile and beyond. Mm. Timmy said to me, wouldn't be surprised if 2,000 metres.
Okay, so maybe they're thinking of a Wakeful or something.
Yeah, it'll just take her back and assess. He said that it was a third run in 3 weeks. Mm. Obviously, she backed up at Warwick Farm a week and a half ago, so they just want to assess where she's at before pressing on too hard.
What about Fab Vier?
Disappointing. Not much went right in the run, but may have just come to the end. We got a bit piggy at the start there and didn't want to go on the barrier, so mentally not there. I think she's a nice filly in time, but I'd say spell.
Okay. Let's hear from winning jockey Tim Clark.
Look, she decided to ride a quiet from the awkward gate. Knew that she's going to be really strong at the end of the 1400 and got the brakes when I needed, and she's pretty soft win on the line.
Big, strong, burly sort of a mare, mile she'll stretch out to down the track?
I think so. She's got a good racing style. She switches off and she gives herself a chance. And look, she's only lightly raced. Stakes winner now, and there might be something down in Melbourne for her. And she's a quality filly.
Rightio, that is Zenalicious in the regional. Alan, we go to the last race of the day. We'll skip over to the last here, and this was well tried, too Extensible, to give the Snowdens another winner.
Yeah, always in control in a beautiful spot, Extensible, and always travelled beautifully here. And Shin Peels are the outside. He counts to 10 and lets her go. I thought Bull Rush seemed to have his chance there. He battled on pretty well, just beaten by a better mare on the day. Now look, she was pretty good. I didn't know how good she was, but the form around is okay, and she's freshened up beautifully there, Extensible. O'Reilly's Revenge, he was sensational. He was 3 and 4 deep, no cover the whole race. She dropped the whip on him at the 300 metre mark there, and I thought there was a race for him. I don't know what it is. When, you know, where Paul goes with him in one of them country cups or something around the bush. I don't know what's on the agenda for him, but he's in really, really good shape. Kim Moore's pair, they both look big and burly, and they've run exceptionally well there. Dylan's Rojo and Harry Hotspur as well. So some nice runs behind for Benchmark Racing. Mm. But the winner, she's probably stood alone there. She was fairly dominant.
Happy Hannah? I thought she was all right.
No, she went terrific. No, there's something for her.
Yeah, because they were out wide on the day when they weren't coming down the outside good. First up.
No. Well, after I spoke with Peter, and we'll get to it, about Extensible, asked me about Happy Hannah's run, and he said, we've got big plans for her in the spring.
Mm.
So you don't give average horses big plans in the spring. I don't know what the plans are.
Longer races. Oh, no.
She looked good winning that race over... Was it a mile at Warwick Farm last prep?
Placed
in the Vinery.
I wonder, I'm wondering if you think she might be a two-miler. I don't know. He might give her a chance to qualify for the Melbourne Cup.
Singer would like to win a
obviously
Melbourne Cup.
That's his only target. So she might be running in a couple of those qualifying races to see how good she is. So they're obviously treating her as a real stayer.
All right. Well, let's hear from winning jock and winning trainer.
All right, that's a nice way to finish the day. Well, it's probably been a pretty tough day, to say the least, Blake, but you go home a winner.
Yes, that's for sure, Bernie. It's been a real character-burning day, honestly. $500 fine, probably get the wrath of the stewards with a suspension. But, this is what makes us and defines us. You know, got to come out and perform in the last, and, it's great. You know, she... knocking on the door, just had to ride a little bit quieter today, settled beautifully off a fast speed, and it's great to get her over the line, and she's a mare going places, this horse, and who knows, I think she's got black type written all over after that win today.
She's a pretty handy mare, this, and she's getting better all the time, and a couple of those places she had probably could have been wins, a bit more luck in running, and this horse had won earlier today, only a bit of a short half head at the last start, so we had to refresh it up in preparation for a group race coming up, and I think in the Yanks in a fortnight is a perfect race for her mile at Randwick.
Okay, so the Yanks, she's been through the benchmarks and now she's set for a higher target, and deservedly so.
Could be a good race, the Yanks.
Yeah, there's with Dixon Blossoms.
There's some nice mares around, you know.
Blake Shin, he waited all day for a winner. he described it himself as a character-building day. He knew before... he hadn't been given a suspension before the last. but he knew it was coming.
It was going to happen. That's a new one, character building.
Character building. You had one yesterday.
Yeah, I had a character building day.
Yeah, you can't win all the time, Ronnie.
No.
Let's go back to the first of the day. Ronnie thought it was just going to be easy.
It was just going to be easy
because Antonio Giuseppe, how did they bet 360? What did they bet?
370.
370. How did they bet 370 about this good thing?
Everyone was worried that Apprentice was replacing Bowman. And look, Kobe, he rode the horse. He did a Darren Beeman. He took it. That advice. He rode the horse out. Was travelling, and they gifted the race to him. He's a horse going from strength to strength. He's holding his condition. He looks well. He probably backs up again next week, and he'll run well. But he's one for the future. He's got a picket fence there now. Four carats run another good race. He's come back well. More to gain. That was his first try at 2,000 metres. I thought it was quite a good performance.
He was the first one they backed, too.
Yeah, he was. So he can win a race because he's eligible for these easier races, and he's got his foot right on the till at 2,000 metres.
I like that Antonio Giuseppe.
We know.
I like him.
I still got those tickets.
Yeah, it's on my fridge. I saw it.
Yeah, but it's for the Melbourne Cup.
No, we've got one for the Caulfield
Cup. Oh, you got one as well?
Well, you said...
And we ridiculed you. he hasn't won the Caulfield Cup yet. What your quote was, he's one of those horses who'll get to a big race like that with that picket fence.
Yeah.
And he's built that picket fence.
He's doing it. Well, he's coming through the benchmark system. Yeah. So he looks a stakes horse. Yeah. He looked at from the moment he got out here, and Chris Waller said, I think he's a borderline carnival horse. And you could just see the typical Waller progression, just take him through his grades, let him build that confidence, let him get up to his right trip, and he's done that now. And I think
he'll go to the Metrop, won't he?
Well, the owner wants to back up. I think if you talk to the stable, Chris is sort of keen to maybe go to the Tats, the 2400 metre on Caulfield Cup day. But I think the owner wants to back up, and he was pretty bullish apparently after yesterday's win. So we'll know in the next 48 hours. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have more news on the Metrop in our final segment today. Let's get to the winning rider, Kobe Jennings, who had a double on this day, and we'll hear from also Charlie Duckworth as well.
From the start, he was on the front foot because he pinged the gates, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He pinged the gates, and I think the best option was to go to the front and played as the best horse in the field, and he certainly showed that.
Much stronger, you couldn't see it, but it was about a 3-length margin to second and third, and about 6 lengths thereafter.
Yeah, at the top of the straight, I just dropped my hands, and he felt like he improved about 2 lengths and a little. He does not feel like he's going to stop, that's for sure. So you get the 2,000 plus, and he's a definite contender.
So next week to the Metrop. He's now third favourite in the Metrop. He firmed into $7 after that win.
I'd imagine that'd be the case, but I'd prefer to leave it up to Chris to decide tonight, see how he pulls up on Monday.
Yep.
But it was a nice, easy victory to... So it shouldn't take too much out of him if he is looking to back up.
All right, let's move on to the Tab Highway now. Big moment for young trainer David Smith, who learned his craft under John O'Shea. He strapped Fox Wedge when he was at O'Shea's place, and here he is with the biggest win of his short career.
Yeah, and we expect it at good odds as well. There's a bit of a shuffle up there in the straight, but a good result. He'd been a fairly consistent type of horse back on a dry-ash track, and he comes with a well-timed run. No excuses for the favourite Shotgun Roulette. She was ridden beautifully by Ty Anglin. Maybe just being ridden a little closer than she's used to, and maybe jumping 1250 to 1500. We can make little excuses there, but as far as run of the race stuff goes, she seemed to have every opportunity. I think there's a horse to follow here. He's No Star Van Halen, the black hat and the yellow blinkers. He's a big gross horse. He's had two runs back in these highways now, and he's I think he's performed pretty well. So look out for him in the next 1500 sort of highway race. He got a little aggressive and a little fresh and run into trouble.
With all that interference though, were there any unlucky runners because of it?
You wouldn't think so. The winner did get the fly, and the favourite had every opportunity. There's a few, obviously, that Sadiqa should have finished closer, Van Halen should have finished closer. They're the only ones that I could sort of identify to say, well, you got little excuses there.
Okay. Once again, Kobe Jennings, this was the second leg of his winning double, and also David Smith with the biggest win of his career.
Really too sure what happened at the top of the straight inside, but if I was half a length back, it would have been devastation, but, that's racing, and we weren't in that spot anyway, so We got into a nice rhythm. A few pairs back. And he sprinted away just the way you want him to.
It's David Smith from Mudgee, your biggest day, your biggest win.
For sure, by far. I mean, these high races, it's a great term for us to get down here and have a go on the pig smoke. Unbelievable to pull one of these off.
Now, when did you go out on your own and start training?
Look, I took it up going on probably 3 years there now. And, had limited success, but, you know, not a lot of runners, got six in the stable. So, big thrill to come down here and pick one up.
Yeah, now, just to put it into perspective, I asked him before we did that interview, what's been your biggest win? And he said, oh, class one. he said, I won a maiden at Scone. So he's had very limited opportunities with a small string.
Good luck to him.
And he comes to town. These highways are now worth $60,000.
It's huge.
And it's like he's won a Doncaster.
Well, the perspective, that Dubbo Cup, which ended up being run, what, Tuesday, that's 60 grand race as well. So that's like one of the big races in the country scene.
And it's hard to find that Country Cup horse. Mm-hmm. You've got class one, class two, class three gallopers coming down to Sydney and racing every week for 60.
Fantastic.
That's a good story. Good story.
Well done. Well done to that young man. We're going to take a break. When we come back, what's next? We're going to Melbourne for Rupert Clark and the Underwood. That's coming up on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
We hope you are currently enjoying the programming, which is simulcast on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. For more information, please visit skyracing.tv and click on the program tab.
Jabali, winner of the Group 2 Queensland Guineas. The second highest rating juvenile colt of this year. Second in the Group 1 Blue Diamond. Jabali, joining Sun Stud Queensland Stallion roster in 2016.
The Audi A3 runout is now on. Purchase the Audi A3 sedan with style and tempting packages from only $45,000 drive away. The Audi A3 runout. Timing is everything.
Insurance. If you place a fixed odds win bet on any Group 1 Thoroughbred race until the end of October and your horse runs second or third, you'll get cash back up to $50. TAB account customers only. TAB, we love a bet.
Okay, Group 1 racing in Melbourne yesterday with the Sir Rupert Clark and the Underwood Stakes. We'll start with the Sir Rupert Clark and this man, Kieran Maher. He's just going from strength to strength.
Yeah, well, this horse is low-flying, isn't he? Bonorum was well ridden by Kieran yesterday, and he looked always in control. The favourite counter-attack, well, he just was too fresh. He wanted to pull his head off, would race far too aggressive. He's better ridden with cover, and he's probably better with a little jar out of the track. But he was found out yesterday with a tough run. Voodoo Lad, he's going well, but it's all about the winner here, Bonorum, who's put a couple of really solid wins together now, and I don't know what the next step with him is, but it's certainly he's an in-form horse.
So, Nick?
Yeah, I just thought Kieran shut the door nicely. What's the David Moody horse there, guys? And just in behind Kieran on Bonorum, he gave him a look. It was like Marira and Bowman with McIntosh and counter-attack a couple of weeks ago. He gave him a look at the gap at the top of the straight and then shut the door on him right away. It was a great ride by Kieran.
The Underwood Stakes, well, Lucia Valentina, Blackheart Bart, which corner were you in? The Victorians didn't give up. The punters didn't give up on Blackheart Bart, despite his defeat in the Maccabi Diva. Here he is at 1,800.
He was backed as if unbeatable, and he raced as if he was unbeatable. He chased down on what looked to be a good, solid speed up front. But, how did we doubt him? How did I doubt him? I thought he just didn't finish off at a mile last time. But back to Caulfield yesterday. Probably not as testing as Flemington and a few things. But, he was very dominant. I thought Lucia was pretty good. She was just warming up when it was all over. And it looked a hard race for backmarkers. It's funny when the horses just wind into their work and get a rolling tempo like that. Look at the cup winner and the two derby winners out the back here. They're on notice, aren't they?
Yeah.
We get two derby winners, and he's obviously Happy Go's in trouble, and so's Tarzina.
Mm.
And Prince of Penzance, you would have expected a little more from him there as well. So a funny race, how they just kept blending, and made it nearly impossible for backmarkers, which is unusual.
Well, this Cox Plate is shaping up all the time, isn't it? Mm. It's not just all about Winks
now. No.
Blackheart Bart's in the mix. Lucia Valentina's heading there, and she's going well. Now, Hartnell.
Well, that was the big news during the week, wasn't it? That he's going to Melbourne, he's going to the Turnbull, he's not going to run in the Metro where he had 58.5, where most of us, I think, thought he'd probably just win it, even with the 58.5, because he's not going to slow down on his weight for age weight, is he? He's going to go to Melbourne, he'll run in the Turnbull, and what I was told yesterday is that they won't announce that he's out of Caulfield Cup contentions until Scottish, who we'll get to in a second, has settled in to Australian surroundings, and they're comfortable he's definitely going to be lining up at the Caulfield Cup.
They want two bites of the cherry. They want the Caulfield Cup and maybe the Cox Plate.
They want to split them up if they can. Mm. They're not going to go public and say that just yet, because obviously they want to make sure everything else falls into place. But
but it's seeming more and more likely that that is the case. Well, tell us about Scottish, because a lot hinges on this horse.
Yeah, well, this is Scottish here. Now, this is him winning his most recent start at York. He's trained by Charlie Appleby, of course. He goes well, guys. We've got a little profile which we'll put up in a second. He's $15 in the tab at the moment, but he's a good, tough stay. He's fast. This 1,800 metres here. He's won over 2,000 metres. It's unlikely he will go to the Melbourne Cup, is what I've been told. I think you'll find he'll be a tough, on-pace, staying type, like fast stay. It's the right kind of horse for a Caulfield Cup, which traditionally is not a good race for the imports, although it's a race that all the good won in 2008 for Godolphin. So it is a race that they've won before. I know they're dead keen to win the Melbourne Cup, but they have brought a horse out here with success for the Caulfield Cup too.
Yeah, looks like he's got a turn of speed.
Mm. There he is there. There's some little stats for the view at home. 5-year-old Bay Gelding, Teofilo, Charlie Appleby, nice overall record. You can see by his winning distance range, he's got a bit of a turn of foot too.
Ooh. Okay, so he's won up the 2,000 metres. Mm. Let's have a look at the cup market. So we'll go through them. Caulfield Cup first of all. Will Hartnell, will he run or won't he? Jamaica at $6.50, and Scottish is highly regarded at $13. So that's the Caulfield Cup.
Ooh. I would think off that, you're looking at that, I'd be having something on Jamaica at that, because I think when she goes around in the Turnbull, she's only got a runner. A good race behind, say, Hartnell or whoever wins.
All right, $13 now, Blackheart Bart. Lucia Valentina, $15. She's odds on Winks. And Hartnell, well, he's still in the mix for that race.
He certainly is, and certainly. So stay tuned. It's going to be a contest.
Let's go to the Guineas Preludes. We'll start with the girls. Here's the 1,000 Guineas Prelude. And this horse was scratched out of Sydney.
Yeah, she was. And she looks... she sits outside a well-fancied favourite here and runs away. So you'd have to say she's pretty good, Legless Verve. She's returned a much stronger filly by the look of things. And she's certainly in contention, I'd suggest. The Luna Rossa, this Kiwi's run well. Especially if we get a wet track around for this Kiwi. Look out. She can jump out of the ground. Swords of Light was good. Miss Rock run into dead ends everywhere down the straight there. Hers was arguably in the Robbie Lang colours with the checkered hoop sleeves back in the field with the black and red hat. She was pretty good there. And I am a star, got held up at various stages in the straight as well. That's the filly that come to Sydney and was pretty well outclassed. So I think this probably... emphasises the fillies have got the wood. The Sydney fillies have got the wood on the Melbourne fillies, but there's some nice ones there.
Now, you spoke to Chris Waller on radio on Saturday morning, and he gave us an indication of where his fillies are going.
Yeah, well, he said Fox Play, 1,000 Guineas, Awoke, Edward Manifold, Ome Sword, and Cezanne for the Flight Stakes.
Right.
So I'd be careful if you want to chime into Ome Sword.
Yeah, Ome Sword certainly not confirmed there, but Fox Play is.
Fox Play is.
So she's the true favourite, really, isn't she?
Yeah, well, there might be opportunity there if you like her. If she arrives in one piece, she might be shorter than that.
Yeah. Mm. Any more news on that?
No.
Okay, let's go to the Caulfield Guineas Prelude. Well, If you've been watching Sky Racing and you've seen the Winter Wonders, which have been played over and over and over again at every opportunity, how many times have I interviewed Tony Pike with Sacred Elixir? We left Brisbane thinking this horse was pretty good and a little bit forgotten yesterday.
Well, I think they thought he'd be outsprinted at this distance and he's a big track horse, which all of them, well, he is. But the thing is, he's a good horse. And good horses find a way. And he's off that, you know, that winter break, which is always an advantage with a shortish break. And he was very, very good there. There's only upside to him. There's no doubt about it. Look, the other Sydney horse, Evacuation, I thought that was a bit of a forgive run. He was wide, and he was only beaten a couple of lengths there. Revolving Rock was pretty good. Violate got held up there in the straight and wasn't extended, so he could be a sleeper as well. But it's all about the winner.
I thought Saracino as well just couldn't get that momentum into the straight that a horse like him needs as well, so we'd be dropping off him.
I just got a little distance with him in a mile then.
Well, there's that Caulfield Guineas market again, which we've seen. Hellbent was pretty good yesterday in the last very big win.
He's really, he's always promised, but that was some wow factor yesterday. The way he sprinted off the turn here in what looked to be a fairly solid race. Just look at this. This is
like Voodoo Lad at Penny Valley.
Well, he's a better horse than Voodoo Lad, I think. He sprints quickly. I'm excited to see how far he can go. He looks to have really turned the corner, this horse.
Big win by Hellbent. All right, we're off to a break. When we come back, Nick will wrap up some metropolitan news and we'll show you the Ome Sword Gallop, time permitting. We're getting close to the end of the show. Back after this.
The Audi A3 Runout is now on. Purchase the Audi A3 Sportback with style and techie packages from only $41,000 drive away. The Audi A3 Runout. Timing is everything.
Thanks for calling Squirrel. How can I help?
Hi, I just got my super statement and I'm sick of getting hammered by fees and charges, especially when my fund isn't performing well.
Yeah, we hear that a fair bit.
I'd like to use a self-managed super fund to buy an investment property and rent it out, but it seems so complicated to set up.
Well, I can help you with that because Squirrel makes self-managed super simple.
Really? How so?
Well, for a start, we can get your fund set up right now. We are always here to help and can assist you every step of the way.
I feel better knowing you'll be there if I have questions in the future.
That's what we're here for. Just give us a call if you need us.
With one call to Squirrel, you can take control of your super. Our exclusive online platform and customer support team make it simple to manage your fund.
So that's it?
Yeah, all sorted.
Squirrel makes super simple. Call 136-887 or hop on squirrelsuper.com.au now.
Off the Rails is back and better than ever. Be a part of the live audience at Bankstown Sports Club, where there's plenty of laughter in store, including a surprise guest in the hot seat. Off the Rails, live 7:30 Tuesday.
Let's have a look at some hits and misses, some big bets that won and some that didn't, and here they come up on your screen. Blackheart Bart was well supported yesterday. It was a bet of 10,000 at 240. Extensible and Impending, a couple of $5,000 bets. And the misses, a $10,000 losing bet on Whispering Brook. First Seal, a $10,000 losing bet at $3. And Shotgun Roulette, Duff unleashed and had $5,500 on it and left it in. Let's have a look at the Metropolitan now, the Metropolitan news that you have so far.
Yeah, look, Chris Wilder could have up to 7 horses in the race. 5 confirmed. Who Shot the Barman, Storm the Stars, Grand Marshal, Janoob and Sacred Master are confirmed. Spirit Gem and Antonio Giuseppe wait in the sea. Spirit Gem could go to the Craven Plate, and as we said about Antonio, he might wait for that Tattersall's City Club Cup. The Craven Plate's looking like a half-decent race too. Obviously, Spirit Gem might go there. It's somewhat heading that way as well. And just while we're on it, guys, there's the market for the Metropolitan. Sacred Master at the top, Antonio Giuseppe second. Just be wary, he mightn't go there. Sir John Hawkwood's definitely running, as is DIC. Magic Hurricane, James McDonald booked there, and Allergic, as we said, we're just going to see in the next 24 hours with him. Burning Passion won't run in the Epsom Handicap. James Cummings has kindly texted us through. Kim Ward sent me a text saying His Majesty 50-50. There's a race at Caulfield a week later. And Calabasas nice three-year-old is that a Dulcify.
Okay. Here's Omay Sword's track gallop yesterday. They both went out together, and Omay Sword went off first. McIntosh was about a 1,000 or 1,200 metres behind her. Huey Bowman rode her. He came and spoke to us afterwards and was extremely happy.
She's a brood of a filly. It took a really good horse to beat her last time, but in her own sex there.
Gee, what about next week? We get to see her in the flight. Stern looks like going to the Roman Consul with Capitalist. You've got that great Epsom, the Metropolitan.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a super meeting.
What a meeting. Yeah. And the Jim and the two-year-olds, the Jim Crack and the Breeders' Plate.
And Huey jumped on Winks yesterday morning, track work, went the reverse way.
Went fair.
Yeah. I think she went pretty good.
Yeah. She does. All right, that's it, folks. Thanks for joining us. Big review for the Epsom next Sunday, and Formline, big Formline coming up on Thursday night. We'll also have